You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Leo Gentry.
I've been washing my nets for too long on the shores of unbelief, listening through hours of meetings. Now it's time to do what I see, to put out into deeper water, sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest, and the nets will almost break. This is a call to break out. This is the year of the breakout.
Hey, welcome to Breakout Radio Church, everybody.
This is the time to break out. This is a call to break out. This is the year of the breakout. Keep pressing in and forget the old thing. See the new. Can you see it? You want for a brand new wineskin, fresh oil with an ancient touch. Make room for the great awakening. It's here and it's on its way. We'll see God's kingdom break out to the right and the left today. Break out. This is your time to break out.
Yeah, we're going to break out today. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. Gene and I want to welcome all of you church members today attending Breakout Radio Church. And delighted to have you attending. If you're visiting Breakout Radio Church, we want to welcome you here on this summertime day from our ministry center in Austin, Texas. Remember that we are a global church without walls, comprised of members of many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We're a house of prayer for all nations. So we want to welcome you to the Breakout Radio Church. My wife, Jean, is coming, and she's going to help me greet you today. Jean, it's wonderful to be in church.
Yes, it is. And good morning, Breakout family. We're so happy that you're joining us for Breakout Radio Church this morning. It's going to be a great day today.
Yes, it is. We have a special speaker today.
Yes, we do.
And it's going to be a wonderful day. I know that you're going to be ministered to. We are delighted to have you attending a Breakout Radio Church. And if you want to be a member, if you're not a member, you'd like to be a member, we'll tell you how to do that. But we just want to pray. Because we believe in prayer, don't we, Jean?
Yes, we do.
Wow. Yes,
prayer
we do.
Prayer really works.
It really works. Yes, it does. And we're very, very thankful and grateful. We're going to pray today. Jean and I is going to set ourselves in agreement. And then a couple of our friends who lead worship at our home church in Austin, Texas, Austin Cathedral, is going to come. Derek Shaw and Eric Triplett, they're going to lead us in some praise and worship today. It's going to be a wonderful day. Father, Gene and I set ourselves in agreement as we begin a service this Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church, that your will, plan, and purpose be done today. Anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay, Darren and Eric, it's so good to have you guys. You've been my friends for a long, long time. What a blessing you are. It's good to have you both at Breakout Radio Church today. And we just want you to lead some praise and worship this morning. So here is, y'all come on and lead some praise and worship. We'll worship God with you today.
You are the way. You are the light. Brings the new day. we know the rocks won't cry out in our place, 'cause together we stand and together proclaim, great is your name, O Lord, in all the earth. Great is your name in glory and in word. Great is your name, O Lord, in all the earth. Great is your name in glory and in worth. You are the King, the glorious one. You are the rock that we build upon. You're the first and the last, Father, Spirit, and Son. Your praises arise, and your praises go. Creation, and we might. The earth and sing to the great I am. Prepare the way for him with praises. He forever forever is glorious above his creation, and we magnify the Lord and sing aloud. There is no one like our God. He leads his people out in song. There is no one like our God. We magnify the Lord and sing. We magnify the Lord and sing.
Church, let's praise him. Can we do it? There's no God like my God. Lord, we love you today. So thankful and so grateful for all of your blessings. There is no God like you, O God. You are Jehovah God, Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness, Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification, Jehovah Shammah, our presence, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our banner, our rear guard. There is no God like you, O God. Come on, church, worship him with me today. Lord, we bless your name on this Sunday morning. Breakout Radio Church, we honor you today. Hallelujah. Come magnify the Lord with me, church. Let us exalt his name together. Oh God, we love you today. We honor you today. There is no God like you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's brought us through so many trials and difficulties. The waters and the fires and the storms. And oh, you're an awesome God. We love you today. We love you, Jesus. We lift you up. We declare at Breakout Radio Church today that you are high and lifted up. We bless your name and honor your name today. You are a good God. You are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. Hallelujah. So thankful to have you at Breakout Radio Church today, and it's great to have Tammy Logan as our guest speaker this morning at Breakout Radio Church. Tammy and her husband Matthew are members of BRC, and she's one of our spiritual daughters as well. Tammy and her husband Matthew live in West Texas, have 5 grown children as well as 5 grandchildren. Her and Matthew started a ministry in 2009 called Out of the Mud, based on her life. So it's an honor to have Tammy Logan today. Tammy, you come and preach whatever's on your heart. Bless you.
Thank you, Papa Dale. It's awesome to be here. Good morning, Breakout Radio Church members, and those of you that are just stopping by, and I believe it was no mistake that you're listening today. And those that have been popping in and out and just straddling that fence of the God side and the world side, just jump onto God's side today because it's a mighty awesome place to be. And I'd like to open up in prayer this morning. Gracious and Heavenly Father, I just thank you and I praise you that dreams really do come true. It is an honor to be here to get to talk and witness and testify to those that are listening and to be a part of such an epic, amazing church full of love as Breakout Radio Church is. So I just thank you and I praise you for all things, Christ, and pour all of me out and pour you in. Use me as your best, Jesus. It's in your mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. Well, brothers and sisters, if you have your Bibles, please open them up to Mark 11 and 25 and get a pen and pencil paper ready, and I'll have some other scriptures because I'll be going through a few. I've been struggling with topics because I have so many things on my heart, the condition of our lives, the condition of this world, but I've settled on love and forgiveness. So I will read Mark 11 and 25. I'm reading from the King James Version. And when we stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to forgive to be forgiven. It's not like the Word of God says, you know, if you feel like it or if you want to. It's required. It is absolutely a requirement from our God. I'd like to start off with a story today. I've got so many, but this one is just extremely powerful how God can bring, believe me, I got a lot of stories, but how God can bring such love, forgiveness, and healing. I'm not quite sure of the year. Several years ago, I was a part of a Bible study in Wyoming. And I was about to move to Monahans, Texas. So the ladies of my Bible study asked me if I'd do the Out of the Mud ministry presentation before I left. And, of course, I said yes, and there was some wonderful ladies that attended. And I got through that, and later on in the evening when I got back to the travel trailer, I got a phone call. Miss Patty, which was a member of our Bible study group, said, fighting back tears, I really need you to do that presentation for an audience of one. I'm in the midst of trying to get up, load up the travel trailer, which is a big fifth wheel, and with my daughters, their trailers, because the husbands were already down in Monahans, set up and working. And I said, well, what is the circumstances around it? And because I don't like to just jump off into anything. But she said it's a woman, I believe at that time she was in her late 60s, early 70s, and she had been raped. Well, that immediately, you know, made my heart jump. And she went on to say that it was by her 50-some-year-old son. And without a doubt, the Holy Ghost said, go. And so I prepared what I needed to for the presentation and went to Miss Patty's house, where I found a very hollow lifeless elderly woman sitting there staring off into space. And it was heart-wrenching. I've never experienced anything like that before. And I began to tell her the presentation of Out of the Mud. And I could tell she was listening, but she was just so lifeless, like empty. Her life had been taken and sucked out of her. So at the end, I prayed for her. And she said, "How did you forgive those that did the things that they did to you?" And I told her, I said, "The Word of God says I must forgive to be forgiven, and it's freeing to forgive." And I prayed with her, and I said, "You know, I really believe you should hook up with Miss Patty and another lady, Miss Cheryl, and go to church there. I just really feel that you should go, and it's just going to be a healing for you." And she said, no, she blamed God at the time. She blamed God for all that was happening, which is totally horrific. I can't even fathom. One of my other sisters in Christ, Miss Cheryl, was at the presentation, and she was in her 60s, and she had come to me after the presentation, and she was really burdened with what I had spoke about, because she was one of the handful of people I've met in my life that really never even knew. You kind of wonder why. How could they not know? But they really, she did not know about the horrors and the perversion and the disgust of this world. And it just really affected her, because it was like it shattered her perception of people. And so we got through all of that. I got through the presentation with a very heavy heart for this lady. And I guess once we left Wyoming and got to Monahans, Texas, I received a phone call a couple of months later, and it was from Miss Cheryl, the one that had a, you know, really rosy perception of life, and she was crying hysterical. And I was taken aback, because here is an elderly woman crying out to me, and I'm thinking, how can I help her? I said, "Miss Cheryl, what is wrong?" And she said, "I couldn't believe what you went through when you told us what you went through at the presentation." She said, "But Tammy, when you left, I was picked to be on the jury of the lady that had been raped by her son." And come to find out, this man had not just raped his mother, his own mother. He had raped many, many family members. Well, all of those women stepped up, and the district attorney said their testimonies would be so powerful that the mom didn't have to stand trial, which was nothing but Jesus. But it was just, it's amazing to me how God will prepare somebody. He prepared Miss Cheryl through the presentation that she got chosen to be on the jury to this man. And the things that she heard were so painful to her, the things that had to come out and be told of what he had done to his family members, not including his mom. She said, "How can someone like this be forgiven? How do I forgive someone like this?" And it's my main message today, ladies and gentlemen, is love and forgiveness is not a feeling or an emotion or something that you just get to pick and choose if you want to do it, if you profess to be a child of God. If you're not a child of God, then everything can be flippant to you. But if we truly profess that we are men and women, children of God, it's not an option. We have no choice. And then later on, I received a message from Miss Cheryl again, the one that went through the court hearing. And of course, he was convicted and probably will spend the rest of his life in jail. But I received a text that said, "Glory be to God that this woman that said, blamed God, said she'd never attend church again, she joined church, and not only that, she joined a Bible study." So there is healing in forgiveness and love, and that to me is just a huge, powerful story of forgiveness and love. I have one of my own, of course. As y'all know, 3 months tomorrow, Colton and Logan, our grandbabies, 12 and 8, were struck by a young man. I'll only give his first name because he needs prayer, and his name is Larry, 26-year-old from Alabama, and he has had tickets doing 120 and a 55 prior to hitting our grandsons. And when something so devastating and tragic changes your life, and it's hurt you so desperately, you say, how can I forgive this person? Well, after 20 years of walking with Jesus, I can say it was pretty easy for me. And I know that might perplex some, and some of you totally understand and get it, because I've seen many, many people that their loved ones didn't live, and they immediately said, I forgive you. And I'm very excited, and I pray that the Holy Ghost allows me one day soon to meet Larry. And his life is spinning out of control. He got lots of convictions, and he's only 26. And I just want to look in his eyes and tell him, I know you didn't purposely or maliciously wake up that morning and say, I'm going to go take out two little boys. His choices were horrible, terrible, and wrong, and they caused a lot of pain. But I love Larry, and I need him to know that God loves him. I've heard he's tried to take his life over this. And I just need him to know. And people, I've had people, even people that profess to be Christians, since the boys were hurt, how could you just forgive him? How could you just, you know, say, you know, I forgive you? It's like I said, it's not an option. It's a requirement for God. And I've done so many wrong things in my life that I don't want to stand before God one day and him to say to me, depart from me, for I knew you not, because you didn't forgive. I forgave you for all that you did, but you didn't forgive. And there's lots of scripture. All you have to do is Google all the things pertaining to forgiveness in the Bible, all the things pertaining to love in the Bible, and it'll bring everything up. But another one I'd like to share is Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Another one is Matthew 6:15. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father, God, forgive your trespasses. Luke 6:27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. And I know that's a tough one, y'all. It's a tough one. I've only been serving Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost. It was 20 years, May the 28th. I know. I still go through. Do you think it was at all easy to get the phone call that says, Mama, Colton and Logan are hurt and really bad? And my first thought went to them being hit on that road. And I was devastated. I couldn't breathe. And God, after I was just hysterical, a peace came over me, and he said, they shall live and not die. And my flesh is thinking, they were hit at over 52 miles an hour crossing a road. No, nothing protecting them, not another car that they were riding in, but on their feet walking across the road, hit at such an excessive speed that even Pastor Dale, many pastors, many people said they should not be here. Who but God? God has plans for them. He showed me in a vision what side of the road each of my grandsons fell. He showed me his hand catching each one of our grandsons. And it's because after he said they shall live and not die, Satan kept saying that it's impossible, it's impossible. And I had chosen. You have to make a choice, ladies and gentlemen, to listen to one voice or the other. I, out of pure desperation, had to listen. I refused to listen to the voice of Satan. I held on to Jesus, and they shall live and not die, with all that I had for the 16-hour drive over there. And I don't remember the trip. I don't even remember loading a 3-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old into the truck. Don't even remember feeding them. I mean, 16 hours. I don't remember anything but holding on to the words, they shall live and not die. And we got there, and with the natural eye to look at them, there was no hope. I didn't see them making it in the natural eye, and that's when the Holy Ghost got a hold of me and said, don't look with your natural eye. Stay here in the spirit realm with me. And that's when I got a peace, and for 4.5 weeks, I knew they were safe with Jesus. No matter what I saw, no matter what the doctors told me, no matter how many machines went off, no matter how many codes, I chose to believe the word of the Lord. So I went out into the ICU waiting room and began to try to minister, evangelize, and witness to whoever was hurting and needed somebody to come up to them and give them that hope too. So for four and a half weeks, I was on fire with the Holy Ghost. All over that hospital, I traveled to and fro, loving on the hurting people, and I saw miracles, signs, and wonders, not just in our grandsons, but in others that I had the opportunity to pray for. So a little message there is your ministry field is wherever you're at the time. There's lots of other tons and tons of stories. Another one that comes to mind is years and years and years ago, our very first grandchild. We got the little picture of him or her. I believe it was a little girl. And my son, our oldest son, called him his little peanut, because if you've ever looked at an ultrasound picture, a brand new one, they do look like little peanuts. They're adorable. But he was so excited. We were so excited. It was our first grandchild. Well, him and his fiance got into it, and I got a phone call from our son that says, come and pick me up. She's throwing me out. And then I got a phone call from her saying, I'm going to get an abortion. I don't want nothing to do with him and or the baby. And she had a two-year-old already. And I pleaded and begged and pleaded and begged and pleaded and begged for her, do not do this thing. I'll raise the baby. And she literally said, you think I'm going to carry this child for 9 months and turn the child over to you? And I begged and begged. And when I got news that she went ahead and proceeded to what is in fact murder our grandchild, I had such hatred and bitterness in my heart that I said, Lord, I can't do this. I'm not going to do this. How can anybody be this cruel? If I would have never known she was pregnant, if I would have never known that she did it, that's one thing. But she showed us the pictures. She went to the doctor. We saw the heartbeat. How could somebody be so cruel? And he showed me what cruelty really was. And that is for him to come to this earth and be beaten and struck to a point he wasn't recognizable. And then that wasn't good enough. He was already on death's door, and they made him carry his own cross and then hung him on it with nails in his feet and his hands. And that bloody vision of that crown of thorns on his head, that is unbelief. That is that he would do that for me, for you, and he came here without sin. Like John 3:16, everybody pretty much knows it. For God so loved, that's powerful. Not just he loved the world, he so loved us. That word so loved brings out in me passion. He was so passionate for us that he went through all of that. So if he could do that for me, a sinner, and how could I not forgive Cody for what she did to our grandchild? And I was bitter, angry, and full of hate for a few months, and it just come about one day we were met at the same place unexpectedly. And to look at her and what she had gone through since then devastated my heart. I immediately was washed over with total and complete forgiveness for her. I embraced her and held her and told her I love her and I forgive her. And it was like it freed me, but the look on her face was just priceless to know that I'm forgiven, because I could tell she carried the weight. It showed on her face of what she had done. And she needed to know that not only I forgave her, but she was forgiven by God, because she was in a backslidden condition at the time. And I just really want to hit home the power of love and the power of forgiveness. Now, is my daughter and my son-in-law at that point of forgiveness for Larry? There's even some people that I personally know that has said, you know, wished bodily harm on him, wish somebody would go hurt him. And unfortunately, some of them are those that profess Christ. And my thing is, if you have those feelings, y'all, please check yourself. Go to the throne of grace and say, God, please remove anything out of my heart and mind that is not of you. There's so much pain in this world, whether it be in a direct way with our families or friends. But ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do, brothers and sisters, is turn on the TV, turn on the radio, and see the lovelessness, the lawlessness, the unforgiveness that's going on in this world. It's heart-wrenching. And since we got our two youngest grandchildren and we've been raising them, today is 1.5 years that we have had Braxton 7 and Georgia 3. The Lord really began to work on me over the word, the words, I forgive you. How many times has someone wronged you and hurt you, including myself, because I didn't do this all my life. This has just started since I've had the little ones because God convicted my heart of this. How many times does someone hurt you and they come to seek forgiveness from you and you say, oh, you know, it's okay. It's, you know, it's all good. No big deal. I mean, how many times do we say that? And it really hurt us. It devastated us. And to me, when we say it's no big deal, it's all good, you know, oh, it's okay, that means what they, how the offense that they caused to hurt us, it was no, you know, there was no offense at all. And that's not true. We were hurt. So I really want to impress in you today, and this is what I'm trying to do with our 7 and 3-year-old grandchildren that we have all the time. When I wrong them, I get down on their level and I say, I am so sorry. You know, Mimi shouldn't have reacted like that. Would you please forgive me? And when they first got here, of course, they would say, it's okay, Mimi. And that's when the Holy Ghost got hold of me. And I said, no, it's not okay. That action was not okay. So I need to ask you to forgive me. And so he's, you know, they would say, I forgive you, Mimi. And that's what we do. Or if they offend me or hurt my feelings, that happened just yesterday. And he came to me last night and said, Mimi, I'm so sorry for the way I treated you today. It took him all day, but he came to me in repentance and said, I am so sorry. And I looked at him and I said, Braxton, I forgive you. That is powerful, y'all, because when people do something to hurt us, it's not okay. It is a big deal. It's not all good. It hurts. And I believe if you look in someone from now on, practice. And if someone wrongs you and you look in their face and say, if you have it really in your heart, don't lie, but if you really have it in your heart that you forgive them, look them in the face and say, I forgive you, and watch their expression. It's just we've been so conformed to this world, and we're not supposed to be. We live here, but we're not supposed to be conformed to it. I just really, really want y'all to get a grasp on that, and maybe you guys can practice this week of, God forbid, someone hurt your feelings or you hurt their feelings. And when you go to apologize to them and they say, oh, it's all good, you know, no big deal, look at them and tell them, no, it's not. I hurt you. And I can't, would you please forgive me? I'm asking you to forgive me. And have them say those words, I forgive you. It's powerful. God forgave us. That's just amazing and mind-boggling, because I'm one of the least perfect people I know. I never will be, but I strive to be like Christ every day. And like I said, I'm not going to get the approval of a lot of people for seeking out this young man that forever changed our lives and our grandchildren's lives, and they are moving right along. Logan woke up, so to speak, out of his traumatic brain injury last week, and he is obsessed with doing thumb wars with whoever will do it. He is cognitively all there. He still can't hold his head up. He did attempt to walk on a walker because he just woke up and wants out. Little Colton needs prayer, please, because he is really struggling emotionally because he doesn't understand so many things. And then his what he calls Bubba, is doing, you know, going a lot faster than him now. And so it's just a sibling rivalry. And please continue to pray for Brandy and Andrew. And they juggle so much, but my prayer for them, and I really ask that y'all seek prayer for them, is that they come. I know that they know they give God all the honor, all the glory and the praise they have from the time it happened. But that's great and wonderful and true, because he's the only one that's worthy of it. But they need to come back to the feet of Jesus, surrender their lives, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And God's just going to keep moving and moving and moving. But I just love and pray for each and every one of you today that are struggling with unforgiveness and even love. And that's another thing that really bothers me is how people flippantly use the word love, you know, because I really do love ice cream. I love food, period. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Love is a powerful, powerful word. And we've made it just so flippant. You know, I love going here. I love this. I love that. I would love to hurt somebody. I mean, people pair the word love in so many horrible, wrong ways. They need to act out that love as well as telling someone they love them to the point that that person feels it. They feel it. I just got so much on my heart to tell y'all, because for such a time as this, this world is so broken, and in so many ways it looks like it's going in such great directions, and it looks like it, and it is, but the field is so ripe and the workers are so few. So I just want to encourage you to get out there, and if somebody bumps into you, don't scowl at them. Turn around and say, you know what? Or if they say, I'm sorry, say, hey, I forgive you. Move on. Have a great day. Of course, if it's me, I'm going to say, have a blessed day, because I'm blessed. And I used to say, well, I don't used to. I still say, on my worst day, I'm blessed. And I can assure y'all, one of my worst days in my whole entire life, the worst day, was March the 31st. And on that day, when those boys were hit, and everybody said they would die and they weren't going to make it, but that's not what God said. I was still blessed on March the 31st. I'm blessed every day I wake up. But I want you guys to be encouraged. I want you guys to feel the love, to feel forgiveness, get some compassion and passion. There's all these words are used so flippantly, but God had such passion, raw passion for us, that he went through what he went through for you and me. And if there's anyone out there listening today that is straddling that proverbial fence, come on over to the God side. What has the world done for you? Just think about it. What has the world done for you? When I look back and see what the world did for me, aka Satan, he just tried to take me out and send me to hell. I was brutalized and victimized, and you know, he tried to take me out, but he didn't. God saved me and redeemed me and set me in a place that I can go out and help other men and women realize that they have value, that they are so loved. It doesn't matter what they have done up to that point. And for those of you that think, I was just told the other day, I'm going to try to do this, I'm going to try to do that, by one of my little God sisters that I've been working on for 30 some years. She steps right up to the line of salvation and then she backs off. But she told me the other day, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and then I'm going to, you know, go to the Lord. It doesn't work that way. He wants you exactly how you are right this minute, ladies and gentlemen, right this minute. You say, well, oh my goodness, I've done this, this, and this. He'll never forgive me. That's a lie from hell. He's waiting for you. He's been waiting for you all your life. And today is a new day. Today is the day that you can step out of the world and step right into that awesome love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. It's amazing. It's epic. I could not make it through this world without him. And with him, I can do all things. So be encouraged, ladies and gentlemen, and know that you are so, so loved. And if you ever were hurt at another church, like I have been several times, don't use that as an excuse not to attend church, because I did it too. I'm not going because they were mean to me. You know what? It's not about the people. It's not about the building. It's about the heart. God's not coming back for a denomination, ladies and gentlemen. He's not coming back for a church building or a name on that building. He's coming back for those that loved him and did his will and sought out and forgave and loved and drew more people to the kingdom so they could feel the love, passion, compassion that Jesus has for us. So please, just come on over to the God side. I just love y'all, and I thank you and praise God for this opportunity. And I would love to close in prayer. Before I do, I ask God to just bless each and every one of you this week, and that you just have an amazing, amazing week. Father God, I come to you as humbly as I know how, in thanksgiving and praise for this opportunity, for Breakout Radio Church that I just love, 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 and our papa and our mama, and just the awesomeness that you have done through Breakout Radio Network and all that you are going to do. It's going to be epic. It's grown so fast, and it's just, it's going to keep going and going and going. And I am so honored, along with my husband, Matthew, to be a part of it. And I pray that we get to continue to be an integral part of it. But until the next time, y'all, just remember, love, 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 and forgive, because the word says above all things, love. And forgiveness is not a choice or a feeling. It's a requirement. We have to do it. Don't go stand before God in the end and him to say, depart from me, for I knew you not, because you left this world with hatred and forgiveness. Don't do it, y'all. It's not worth it. We've all come too far to have that happen to us or to go back. But I love each and every one of you. You have a blessed and awesome week. And until next time, just know that you are loved and prayed for.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Tammy Logan. What a wonderful sermon. What a wonderful message that is, and I'm so very, very thankful and grateful for you and Matthew and all that God is doing in your life. You're a blessing. I want to give those of you that don't know the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity to know Jesus today. And maybe you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart or forgive you of your sins. You got to know that Jesus loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And he gave his life that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. So would you just say this prayer after me? If you don't know the Lord, or you're not really sure of your salvation, or maybe you're just far away from God, maybe you've gotten bitter, angry, maybe there's unforgiveness toward other people in your life, even family members, or maybe you're just bitter, unforgiving toward God because you say, I don't understand how a loving God could allow this to happen. So let's just say this prayer. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I encourage you to find you a local church, or if you don't have a church and like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, we invite you to do that. But just go into bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Then you can just click on Breakout Radio Church and fill out the membership link. I have longtime friends of mine that are going to come and sing a song before I receive the Sunday morning tithes and contributions, Tom and Janie Autry. And, well, this is a great song. I want them to sing. Lord, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are upon you. I just feel like there's a lot of you here today that you're just in a time of turmoil and in your life. And I just encourage you to turn your eyes upon the Lord. Tom and Janie Autry, y'all sing this song, if you will. I know that people are going to be encouraged, and I'll come receive the tithes and offerings. So, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. So turn your eyes upon him today as I pray for you. The author and finisher of our faith is here with you today. We don't. Okay, thank you, Tom and Janie Autry, our longtime friends. Tom and Janie traveled with Gene and I for a number of years. Great couple. And thank you for singing today. And our eyes are upon you. And I just pray for everyone that you're at a place in your life or your walk with God or your business or your job or your marriage situation, your finances. You just don't know what to do. I just encourage you to walk in love and forgiveness and keep your eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. I pray for you today, Breakout Radio Church members. And, boy, the many times I hold your all of your names in my hands and pray for you, quite amazing. I just want to give you an opportunity to give right now. The Bible says Jesus spoke these words in Luke chapter 6. And verse number 38, he said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." Give. You start the process. Somebody says, "Well, I'm waiting on Jesus to give me something to give." No, he's already given you something to give. You have something in your hand. And so he said, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall other people give back to you. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you again." The Apostle Paul went on to say, if we sow sparingly, we're going to reap sparingly. If we sow bountifully, we're going to reap bountifully. And so you choose on how you are going to live. And it's about the law of sowing and reaping. And so Gene and I have proven God over and over and over. Malachi said, "Prove me if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing." Gene and I have proven him over and over and over again. Every month we trust God to meet our budget, our finances. Of course, it all starts with giving of our tithe. What is our tithe? That's the first 10% of our income or our increase. And so if we're making $200 a week, then $20 belongs to God. And then above that, you might want to give some offering. Well, that's where you really sow the seed. If you get $3,000 a month, $300 belongs to God. And where do you give your tithes? You give your tithes to where you receive your spiritual food. So if you receive your spiritual food from Breakout Radio Church, if Dale and Gene Gentry are your pastors, wherever you may live, and we are Church Without Walls, we have members in churches, in towns and cities and nations. If we're your pastors and this is your church, I encourage you to give right now. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. And immediately Gene and I's picture will come up and you just click. Now, if you're going to send a check, the address is on there. You make your checks payable and all the information is on the donate button. Make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. The address is on there, and if you want to use your PayPal or credit card or debit card, all you have to do is click the donate button that is below our picture, and when you do that, then the PayPal comes up. You can use your PayPal, or you can use your credit card or debit card, PayPal, debit card, or credit card. If you want to make a monthly, if you know how much your tithes are going to be and make a monthly contribution, there's a box that says, make this a monthly donation. Father, I pray for those that are giving today. Bless them abundantly, bountifully, in Jesus' name. Lord, we know that Breakout Radio Church is supported by our loyal members. And I pray that you'll bless our faithful church members as they give today, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you as you give today. I want to thank you very much for your giving, and thank you, Tammy Logan. What a wonderful job you did preaching the gospel today. And we have a lot of members that are preachers of the gospel, and we're going to have guest preachers from time to time. Have a wonderful day. I love you. Jesus loves you. And if you're listening to this 8 o'clock program, Pastor Bill Hart, my Austin pastor, is next to preach the gospel. Have a wonderful day.